This past week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed a bill into law that many say is long overdue, and while a great step forward, still leaves more work to be done. I'm referring to the school lunch program. While this legislation did expand the eligibility for free school lunch, children advocates are still calling for free school lunch for all students. With us now to take a look at this important issue is the director of Hunger Free New Jersey, Lisa Pitts. How are you today, Lisa?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thank you.
Learn more about this issue and other related topics. HungerFreeNJ.org is the website. And as I mentioned, this was signed into law this past Tuesday, co-sponsored by Speaker of the Assembly, Speaker Coughlin, and Senator Teresa Ruiz, who is the majority leader in the state Senate. What is it that this bill, well, now law, is changing, and how is it going to benefit the children of New Jersey?
So what this law does is it expands income eligibility for free breakfast and lunch to students who live in households that have gross, you know, pre-tax annual incomes up to 224% of the federal poverty level. Currently, at the federal levels, the federal eligibility rates, in order to qualify for free school meals, a household cannot have an income that exceeds 130% of the federal poverty level. In order to get reduced price meals, a household's income can't exceed 185% of the federal poverty level. These are set extremely low, and it really prohibits so many children who are in households that are struggling financially from being able to access free meals at school. So this is a huge step forward. It's going to make about 50,000 more children in New Jersey able to get free breakfast and lunch at school. And when you talk about the income eligibility, that 224% of the federal poverty level, just to put it in context, that's an annual pre-tax income for a family of four of just a little over $67,000 a year. So when you think about trying to provide for a family of four in New Jersey on an annual pre-tax income of $67,000 a year, these are our working families that are struggling to make ends meet.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people think of any child on the school lunch program is part of a family that's on the outs, down and outs, no job, really hanging on by a thread. They're existing, but they just don't have the financial capabilities to fully exist and live, quite frankly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are working full-time jobs or cobbling together, you know, two and sometimes even three or more jobs. And with the cost of housing in a state like New Jersey, and really housing and food and just cost of living in general, it's incredibly difficult, if not impossible, to be able to, you know, pay all your bills and put food on the table when you're earning, you know, less than, you know, a certain amount of money. And certainly the $67,000 for a family of four, you know, I think is really, you know, really illustrates how difficult that would be for families to make ends meet. So this is these are the children that this law is going to help. And it's a wonderful thing.
Found this report from the United Way. It's about a year or so old now, but I think the numbers are still very relevant to know. They broke down a household survival budget, they called it, and they have a classified single adult, single senior, and then there's two adults, one infant, one preschooler. In that category, the two adults, one infant, one preschooler, food survival budget, they estimate, needs to be $1,349. That is per month. So again, getting back to that $60,000 a year salary, $1,300 a month just for necessary food, not for extravagant, oh, I'm just going to go splurge on pizzas for the whole week type of food, but just bare necessities, $1,350 a month times 12. Well, you do the math. That's a big chunk out of that $60,000 a year take home.
That's exactly right, Chris. And we also know from, you know, we hear from people all the time who are, you know, spending 50, 60, sometimes 70% of their incomes on rent, you know, just to keep a roof over their head. So it doesn't leave a lot to be able to afford the other basic necessities of life you know, when people are spending that much just on housing. So, you know, again, that's why this law is so important, and important to continue to expand access to free meals at school, because it really is a primary source of nutrition for so many of our children. And we know that, you know, the bulk of the nutrients that, that a lot of children get during the day come from school meals. There are pretty rigorous nutrition guidelines that have to be adhered to in the school meal programs. And we also know that kids that experience hunger and food insecurity are, have a really hard time focusing in school and learning. So this is really an investment. What New Jersey has done, has really made an investment in our kids, in their health, in their well-being, and in their education outcomes.
So Lisa Pitts, who is the director of Hunger Free New Jersey, hungerfreenj.org, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is this exclusively expanding the school lunch program, or is it also including the school breakfast program?
It includes both breakfast and lunch.
Because I want to bring that up, because the majority of the story has been calling it an expansion of the lunch program as opposed to an expansion of the school meals program, which is more accurate. And some right. schools, too, even after school meals, some schools supply that as well. Which brings me to this point, because while we've seen improvement in the numbers, there is still work to be done by some school districts, because there are a few, I won't mention names, the list is more sizable than you might imagine, though, where their participation rate in these programs leaves a bit to be desired. I'll be kind and say it that way, Lisa.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, we've sort of seen participation in the program ebb and flow. I think part of what we always, what Hunger Free New Jersey always advocates for is for school districts that are participating in the school breakfast program to really provide breakfast after the bell. That can be breakfast in the classroom. It can be a grab-and-go kiosk. It can be a second-chance breakfast, because you're really reaching the kids when they're there, when they're at school and not really early in the morning in the cafeteria. You know, I think that we've come a long way in terms of breakfast participation. We certainly have more work to do. We have a law on the books in New Jersey that requires any school, any individual school that has 70% or more of the kids eligible for free and reduced price breakfast has to provide breakfast after the bell. So, you know, but there certainly is more work to be done to promote the program. I think expanding access to free school meals really helps with participation too, because it reduces the stigma, you know, and it reduces the burden on the working, the struggling working families, so that they know that they can send their child to school and their child can participate, you know, can get a free breakfast and lunch at school and they will not be billed. So I do think expanding access to free school meals goes a long way to increase participation.
And part of that stigma, we've seen the stories over recent years, too, the lunch debts, where schools would crack down pretty hard in some cases, too, when kids that racked up a lunch debt, and there was a big negative cloud that came with that. Also, a peripheral benefit out of this, too, if children are being fed through these programs in school, that'll take at least a little pressure off of the local food pantries, which have been facing a historic amount of demand for their services.
That's an excellent point, Chris. Again, food pantries all across the state, every corner of New Jersey are reporting, you know, historic levels of people coming for assistance, higher than during the height of the pandemic. You know, just for so many people, it's been incredibly difficult to bounce back over the past couple of years. And again, just the soaring prices of everything have just made it, and you know, wages for the most part remaining pretty stagnant. You know, it's just made it harder and harder for people to keep their heads above water. So yes, this will hopefully shorten the lines at the food pantries, and we need to do more to expand access to our federal nutrition programs like school meals and SNAP. That really are the first line of defense against hunger and food insecurity in our state and across the nation.
Well, I mentioned, too, there is an educational aspect to this law now, too. It also directs the Office of the Food Security Advocate to create a working group on school food security and come up with practices and policy plans to do just that, promote and expand on New Jersey's school meal programs, because Well, you're hearing the numbers, you listening, and you might not have thought that your family would be eligible for the assistance that the school meal programs are now giving. You might have been right before this law, but now, well, maybe it just has changed. So it might be worthy of you to go to your school website, because that'll be the first place to find specific information for the school district your child is in. And Lisa, this is not the end of the story, because the work is going to continue, I believe, for universal free lunch for all students. Because, again, in economic times, you mentioned ebb and flow before, it certainly does that with personal finance and the home budget as well. It just provides, again, the school is supposed to be there as a stabilizing effect. And this is one of those ways it can indeed live up to that expectation.
Yes, I mean, we really believe that universal free school meals is the most really effective, efficient, and equitable way to ensure that all our children have access to healthy meals at school. You know, there are 8 states now that have free school meals for all. There are many more that are working towards that goal. And we really, you know, that's something we would very much like to see happen here in New Jersey as well.
Learn more about this issue, get updated on the information behind it to find out whether or not this is an open door for some assistance for your family. You can find that all and more at Hunger Free New Jersey's website, hungerfreenj.org. We've been joined by the director, Lisa Pitts. Lisa, thanks so much for the information for the parent that's listening right now, the relief that this new law is going to provide so many families. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.